Yeah.
Cheers to us being back.
I missed it so much.
I couldn't even sleep last night because I was, like, so excited to be here.
I know. I feel like I have so many to talk about, like, in the coming episodes, but
Well, you were gone. You were in Paris, and you apparently
– Twice.
Accumulated.
Both times I went, I to the point where you had to get another suitcase. Extra both suitcases. Times. Because the boxes, you know, they're so big and they're just so beautiful that you – and you I don't want to risk it. Imagine, like, buying a special perfume and then you get home and it's smashed.
And it's broken, yeah. There's you have no to way. Keep it in the box.
So we wanted to get a little festive, have a little bubbly, and yes, just, you know, like, talk about the holidays and – easy, not easy, but yes, easy to love fragrances because I love, to me, sometimes easy can seem like basic or not as good, but yeah. I think we all have easy fragrances in our repertoire because they're just easy to love. They're like non-offensive. They always smell good. And I think those are the best perfumes to gravitate towards when you're gifting.
Well, you know, especially because the general public always says that, like, gifting a perfume is one of the riskiest things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you don't know what a person's taste is. You don't even know if they, you know, they like perfume. But, you know, I think for somebody that doesn't even have any perfume, if you gift them something that is considered, as we're calling it, easy yeah. or like a no-brainer, I think there's a nice chance that they'll be like, oh my God, I never wore perfume, but
exactly.
I love what you got me.
Yeah.
You know, so –
yeah, and I feel like looking at all of ours, like, some of these are, like, easy cult classics, right? They're just iconic for a reason because they're just good. And I think that's when, like, things start to get, like, Baccarat. I feel like Baccarat has such a bad rap right now, but it's, like, I still love Baccarat. I like to mix it because I like to be a little bit unique different. With it, whatever. Yeah. But it's, like, fragrances like that anyways because it always smells different on your body chemistry anyways.
But, you know, they're onto something when they have a mass appeal and, like, people are talking about it.
And then tons of other, like, jump offs where I feel like so many perfumes and I have them all.
Me
and
too.
So do you.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, this smells like Baccarat. And I'm like, okay, then
it's
probably
Baccarat vibes, you know? But it, like, why are we doing it? Because we love it so much. It's almost like makeup. You ever, like, find yourself buying the same fucking
shade of lip gloss
over, like, and over and over again? You're like, oh my God, I do that with, like, I think my eyeshadow. There was one color. I think it was called Nylon or something like that from MAC. I always, you know, I would go back and just be like, I want Nylon. And the girl's like, do you want to try another color? And I would pick another color that looked just like Nylon. And she's like, okay.
Same.
Let's just get Nylon.
But, I mean, it's that way for a reason.
Exactly.
So this episode, we wanted to do perfect scents to gift.
Yeah.
What you would like to receive as a gift, what you would gift family members, significant others, friends.
Your side piece.
Like, yeah, whatever, whatever you want.
I'm glad you brought some unisex and like masculine.
Yeah.
Because I totally didn't even think about, I didn't think about the men. But I do have one that I feel like is definitely unisex. But
totally,
I
agree.
Girls and like young girls and teens.
Yeah.
And they're literally no-brainers.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see.
So show me one.
All right.
What you got?
Well, first and foremost, we love Prada. Prada, you know, and if you look at some of the reviews, a lot of people love it, but they will say it's unoriginal and all that, but who cares? Like, I honestly don't know what it smells like to, I mean.
I think this is an original
smell,
though.
I do, too.
I have, both of us have so many, and when you told me, you're like, you don't have this
you
one
yet.
You
don't have Prada, it's
and
on
I was
a
like,
different
wait,
level.
It smells, every time I wear it, I get compliments. It's like, it's really nice.
Well, this
and
one,
I don't have anything that smells like it.
I do think the Valentino kind of,
I know what you're saying.
Because it has the orange blossom and stuff. And I think jasmine, there's a couple of notes that are very similar, but this one's a little bit more peppery. The Valentino is a little bit more peppery.
Yeah.
This one's like more amber, more warm.
Yeah.
And man, every time somebody has it on, I forget. I'm like, what do you have on? And I'm thinking like, it's probably Prada. But sometimes, you know, depending on their chemistry, and then they're like, Prada. I'm like, oh, I have it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank God I have it because I love it.
Yeah.
You know, it smells so good.
Yeah.
So I think this is an easy, I mean, who doesn't love like luxury brands? Everybody's a snob. You can buy somebody a Tom Ford, you know, perfume, and they don't even know what it is, but they see Tom Ford or they see Prada or they see Gucci and they're like, whoa. And, you know, they're already like impressed, you know, and then they're like, well, let me see if this smells good, you know, if my body chemistry can tolerate it. But let me go ahead and look into the notes. I do know it has orange blossom, jasmine. The top notes, the pear. I think the pear is what like does it for me. Tangerine and bergamot. I know a lot of people always complain about the top notes going away, but they're supposed to.
Yeah.
And personally, I don't really want to smell citrus like all day long. No. Like I'm not a fan of like, you know, citrus or whatever.
That's never been my vibe.
Me neither. And the base, of course, is the bourbon vanilla, which is vanilla is an aphrodisiac. I love vanilla anything. Me and you were talking about that new Tom Ford.
Oh
which,
my God, I can't wait.
I know. I know. It's vanilla sex.
Vanilla sex.
I mean,
and Vanille Fatale. Two new Tom Fords that we're hoping to get like literally early January so that we can do an episode
but
on them.
But why? We talked about this. Why wouldn't they come out right before Christmas?
I feel like they would have sold so
much. Oh, my God.
I mean, they're going to sell it anyways.
They are.
But
they are because I got on like the waiting list, too.
I'm on the waiting list. I just feel like that's such a beautiful gift.
It's such a beautiful gift. And vanilla, to me, is safe. I know a lot of people hate the word safe and easy. Safe, especially men. They hate the word safe because girls typically love a bad boy. Yeah. And then when you call a man safe, you're like basically saying that
he's vanilla. He's boring.
He's boring. He's not going to add a little razzle dazzle to my life. But you know what? At this stage in our lives, you know, especially with Amazon Prime and being able to have anything at your fingertips, when you buy somebody a gift, you want it to be something that they're going to, you know, appreciate and not want to return, you know? And if they do, who cares? I don't care.
Right, me neither.
I really don't care.
Me neither.
I don't care. There's some people that really
I do not care.
Get offended about you returning
I want you to
shit.
Get what you want, what you like. I really don't care. I'm going to put thought into what I think, but also like, so what?
You know what?
I don't know. I
would imagine that you got me something and, you know, if it didn't fit or if it was something that I'm like, you know, it's uncomfortable or it itches, whatever, like you should want me to get what I actually wanted.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
But people are always in their feelings. White musk, bourbon, and amber. Amber, I mean.
Yep. Yep.
Easy. It's a little, you know, for, I guess you can get it at Sephora, Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom or whatever, but it's a little bit more pricier than like your other brands.
It is.
But it's worth
it. It's like
it.
Just under $200 where most of them are like $135,
$125. Yeah.
For like a commercial
exactly.
type of brand. It's
exactly.
not niche. But
exactly.
yeah.
But
we love
easy.
Easy. So my, this was my first pick when I was thinking of fragrances for this episode, just because visually this is such a beautiful gift.
I know.
Like, I love the box that it comes in, the little tassel. Like, I think we both collect this brand
all
just because they just look stunning on your shelf. So I just feel like—
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry.
All good.
For the podcast, for the sake of audio— I was holding up Prada Paradox, okay?
Yeah,
because we forget that there's people that don't see us. And so, Prada Paradox. I apologize.
I want to
okay,
spray this again.
Yeah.
Put it on.
And she's holding
Delina Exclusive.
Yeah.
Which, to me, again, visually, just a stunning, beautiful gift.
It's like a boho chic type
and it's
of
just,
bottle.
This is one of those cult classic, iconic, but in a grander way, I guess. If you understand perfume or you're starting to collect or put together a collection and you, or even if you don't and you have that one that's like reserved for your nice occasion kind of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like any woman in your life, like I could picture smelling this on any woman in my life, no matter what age, because it's so feminine
it's
and it's
so
beautiful.
Feminine.
And the thing about this one, the exclusive as opposed to the regular one, is just that more amber and vanilla, that warmth. I feel like if you don't, because like the lychee and the rhubarb can be a little bit tart,
Sweet-y.
a little like, and if you understand perfume and you appreciate the art, you're going to, because I love the original too anyways, but I feel like for some people, they would be like, oh, like turned off. They don't understand dry down process. They don't really care about that. They're right give away turned off.
Yeah. Give it time.
I think this one, though, is like you smell it and you're just like, oh, it is luxurious. It's super feminine. It's like, I don't know. I feel like when you think of top favorites or collectors or this or that, like I feel like every girl, especially if she's a girly girl, this is the, like the sweetest, prettiest little gift.
It's like a must have. I mean, honestly, I'm happy that you put me onto it because when I went into the notes and I saw the oud and I saw the incense, I immediately was like, oh no, this is going to be like one of those Arabic, you know, scents, but it's like totally not. Yeah. It's very warm. It's very soft. On another note, I was pulling into my garage. This happened a few months back and these two ladies were talking to each other. And my garage door was open, so I heard their entire conversation. And usually I'm not nosy.
Yeah.
Unless they're like arguing and fighting, then yeah, I'm all ears. Yeah. But they were just having a conversation and they started talking about perfume. So my antennas were like, woo! And they were like, one girl was like, yeah, I'm a collector. And she's like, yeah, me too. And then she goes, yeah, do you like Delina? And then the other girl goes, what's that? And I was like, the other girl is not a collector. No. Okay. Do not say that you know anything about perfume. If you don't know Delina, she was like, you don't know Delina? And she got real. She's like, that girl.
She's like, the audacity that you called yourself a collector. And you
I wanted to jump in and be like, girl, I know Delina. Yeah. But I was like, let me mind my business, you know. But yeah, it's like a staple.
It
Every
is.
Girl that knows perfume or, you know, even if you don't like it, you at least know about it.
Yeah.
Because
I just feel like it's like an easy one to like. And I just, it's just this very soft, luxurious, warm, feminine rose that
it
I just
really
feel
is.
Like everybody
yeah.
– I mean, I totally get it. Some women are very much like strong, more masculine, more woody. And I love that. That's totally my vibe too. But like you just can't not appreciate this. So when I think of like – because I'm helping my sister rebuild her – or not rebuild, build her perfume collection.
Oh, I was like, rebuild? Was
so
she
I was just
dismantling
like,
her old perfume?
If this is something, like, I just feel like this is such a special gift to someone that would, because it's like, you just know that when you pull this out, like, you feel special wearing it.
It's luxury.
It really does make you feel beautiful. It's like, just like, I don't know. It's very, very delicious.
There was a client that put me onto it back in the day. I didn't know about it. And I found myself being a perfume head at that time. But you know what she told me? She said, it smells just like a Cabbage Patch head.
It does.
And I was like, oh my God. I didn't realize back then how like so much
into
it. Yeah, I don't know why. And something about it intrigued me. And when I went to, I think it was Nordstrom, I was like, oh, yeah. Now I get it. So I bought it and I was so happy. And then I saw the rest of the other perfumes they carry. So,
yeah,
you can't go wrong with that.
It's such a powerful thing for women, too. And I just feel like that adds to the sweet femininity of it. It's like nostalgic of our dolls that we used to play with. But like it's grown up because that rose and that amber and that vanilla and the oud, it's just like it's very classy.
It's well-rounded.
Yeah. It's a very classy, beautiful scent. But like, it's also a little sexy.
And also, anybody getting a Parfums de Marly, appreciate it because it is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely up there, like 300 plus.
It's a very beautiful gift.
It's a beautiful
gift. I think it's a perfect gift.
Gift
for your mother, for your sister, for your girlfriend. It's like a no-brainer.
So I am going to introduce a very, I almost called it, well, it's definitely commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande,
love,
Cloud Pink. We have all of Ariana Grande's perfumes, I believe. And, you know, I am not mad at her. I really enjoy her scents. They are very youthful, very girly. And if you have a daughter who's, you know, into smells and she's 8 or she's 15, I think, or even if she's 20 or 40. I mean, when I smelled it, I was like, this is amazing. I will layer it or I'll wear it to the gym.
Totally.
It's just such an easy fragrance. So I'm going to spray it.
And you know what? If it's, I think it's like this is sparkly. Such a sweet one. If you're buying for a younger girl in your life that's like, because, you know, I remember when I got my first like perfume when I was like a little girl, and you're just like, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a special memory. And this one is just like so yummy. Like, I feel like I actually really
it makes
like
me
it.
Happy. Yeah. It's like very sparkly, a little bubblegummy, but there's no tuberose, but it does give me like candy vibes.
I think there's pineapple in it.
If there is pineapple, good nose. Pitahaya. What is that?
Pitaya? Pitaya? It's like a fruit.
It looks like – it actually looks like not a star fruit, but a
– dragon fruit?
It looks like a dragon fruit. Yeah. Oh, my God. Pitahaya.
Pitahaya!
That is awful. Wild berries. Middle notes are coconut water, vanilla, or orchid.
Orchid?
Because I want to say orchid so bad. Ambrette, praline, musk, amberwood, and moss. It is just like a nice, warm, fruity, gourmand. It's just really nice.
This is just a yummy, you know, I could even picture myself like if I like had a guy sleep over and you wake up in the morning to go brush your teeth and you like put yourself together a little bit and you do a little get back in bed. It's just like, it's like a very like delicious, yummy little cute scent.
And those,
it's playful.
Those types of scents actually do well in the general public. Yeah. You know, every time I've worn an Ariana Grande perfume, people are like, you smell good because you just smell happy and you smell like, like a young girl.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with that, you know?
Love a mood lifter.
Very easy, very affordable. You can buy it at wherever they sell Ariana. That's another
perfume.
Ariana. I don't know if this Vuv is like getting me a little loose, you know, because like my tongue is just like,
That's okay. It's allowed. We've been gone for a minute. All right. Which one am I going to talk about next? Le Labo.
My favorite.
Another 13. I just think this is such a great gift. First of all, because they personalize it.
Yeah.
You can put someone's name on it. So that already, when you're looking for just special little touches that are cute as a gift.
Personalization is everything.
You love seeing something with your name on it.
Yeah.
And
they make it standard, too. It's not even like, I mean, it's an option, I guess. But they're like, do you want to put it, you know, they don't let you forget.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And I just think the other thing about Another 13 is that it is personalized in the way that it brings out everybody's individual, like, pheromones and scents. Like, it does smell different on everybody. And it does smell really good on men and women. And it's just, like, to me, this is such a cool girl, sexy scent. Like, it's not overtly va-va-voom voluptuous, and it's definitely not overtly feminine. It's just, like, cool and like understand, but like you're gonna walk by and you're gonna be like damn,
like
she smells
street
good.
Chic.
It's like, dope. It's just dope.
It's like you're wearing Rick Owens and you've got on Le Labo.
Yeah.
But you also, you know, might wear Rick Owens with a pair of like Louboutins. I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of like
you can definitely
whatever.
Can morph to the person that's wearing it, you know?
That embraces.
And I love that it is so easily layerable. I've layered it with like sort of softer, creamier things, and I've layered it with also like a double hit of like ambroxide or something like that, where you just really want to.
Yeah.
And I always, you just always get compliments on it. This is one that I've actually bought for like.
That is really good.
Yes. Yep. I've bought this for like three people already, one guy and two girls. And
I only had one friend that hated it, but she
smoked,
she's a smoker. Yeah.
I just feel like I've always loved giving it because I'm just like, whether you love fragrance or not, you're going to wear this at some point. You're going to get compliments on it. And then if you don't wear fragrance and then you finally do wear it and you do get the compliments, you're going to be like, oh, shit, this makes you feel good. I'm going to wear it more. And you're going to understand it. I think it's an easy thing to get someone into fragrance. And again, just that if you were like knowing, especially us, I feel like because fragrance is such a huge part of my life that I feel like I talk about it a lot. And you can gauge who you're talking to if they're also like obsessed like you or if they're just getting into it. This would be, I think, the perfect gift from me. I tend to gift people fragrance that ends up being their signature fragrance, especially in my family, it's become kind of like one of my little duties that we
do.
Right.
They probably don't even know what they're smelling. They're like,
they're just like, great. Got this for me. And then I just think, again, you get them this like special thing that they're like, oh, I'm sure, I don't know, whatever. Or even if they love it and you get to personalize their little name on it, it's just like, it's a great gift. I think it's a chic, great gift.
I had one perfume that was personalized, and it was the Narciso Rodriguez, the pink bottle.
Oh, the one that you don't like.
I don't like it, but my name was on it. And whoever like paid to have this done, they took their time. I mean, so I never got rid of it. And I just put it on the counter. Yeah, so at least it was like a decorative, you know, object. I did end up giving it to my mom because she loves perfume as well.
And your mom, like,
yeah,
it's like we're – they're little trophies. We're their walking trophies. So she's like, Roberta. Exactly. She's like, it makes sense.
All right. So the next one is, I'm so glad I found something in my collection that is considered unisex for gifting. Because I definitely would love to smell gentle fluidity on a man.
Oh, yeah.
But this is like, to me, I feel like it's a very addicting vanilla Ambroxan type scent as well. By Maison Francis Kurt DeJean. And there's a silver one bottle. There's a silver top bottle too.
I've smelled it.
You smelled it? Which one do you prefer?
That one.
Me too. Okay.
Because I almost bought it just because, you know, when you're collecting and you're when we go to fucking Lucky Scent or Scent Bar, sometimes you just get in that like
mode
greedy where you're like, I want to buy something. I want to buy it. And I was like, well, I love this perfume house. So could I maybe, but I just didn't work with me.
It didn't work with me. I didn't try. I didn't really, I remember, I think I smelt it, but I don't remember.
Like I didn't love it enough, you know?
Yeah. But I think this is a really beautiful gift to give anybody. It's almost like Parfum Zimarli. It's in the same category of luxury. The price tag is up there. They'll appreciate it. But this can go with anybody's, I believe it can go with anybody's chemistry.
Yeah.
It's, I don't want to call it basic because I feel like it's a very complex vanilla. It has like,
it's not basic at all.
Different layers to it. But when you smell it, I mean, I had, I was shopping with, I call her like my sister. And I remember when she sprayed, she was like, oh my God. And I was like,
who, Robin?
Yeah. And I was like, what's funny is I actually have it at home. And I felt the same way when I first smelt it. So for her to have that same reaction, I was like, yeah, they did.
Well, you know what I've noticed about this house is that, because there's one of their my most favorites from them, which is Grand Soir.
Yeah, I remember.
And it's literally two notes. It's amber and vanilla. But the thing with this house is that they don't overcomplicate. They just use amazing raw materials.
Okay.
And the right, like, different, like, amounts of each.
I mean, it just feels like
that to me is, like, when you're a master perfumer. That's, like, Charles Bukowski's one of my favorite writers. And he simplifies these really profound ideas in his writing. And I feel like that is what real genius is when you can take a complicated thing and, like, simplify it and make it this refined, like, beautiful piece of art, you know? And I think that's what this is.
Literally a vanilla art. I mean, let me spray it so we can, like, remind ourselves of how.
Yeah, because I haven't worn that one in a while.
I should have probably. Oh, no. I think that one has.
Oh. What the hell is going on? I was wondering. Here? I'm like, she sprayed it a couple times.
It is really light. I think you have to really spray it on yourself. You can't really smell it.
Oh, this reminds me of it, though.
You smell it? Okay.
Because I know the scent, and this makes me want to start wearing it
again.
But
do you see how, like, inoffensive it is? Like, nobody can really get offended by it. It's
vanilla. Just, like, creamy skin.
Ooh. Yeah. It's like, as long as your ass is clean, you took a shower, put it on, you should be fine. Now, if you just ooze funk and then you put that on, you're just going to heighten that funk with some perfume, which is why a lot of people are like, oh, don't wear perfume to hide your funk, you know. And it's like, well, if you weren't funky to begin with, then, you know, it wouldn't be a problem.
Like, guys, why are we arguing with you on whether or not to shower? Obviously, like, no, perfume is like, it's like when you put on really gorgeous clothes, like on a dirty body, like, it's like, wash your body. That should be a given. It's not.
Wash your ass.
Wash your fucking ass.
Okay.
Leighton.
Yeah.
We were literally just talking about this before we started shooting. I love this scent. I actually
matches your scent. I know. Yeah, it's a vibe.
I bought this the first time I went to Paris because my nephew,
oh,
who is 13 now, he's building. He literally got my sister to put up a perfume shelf for him. He's collecting his own thing, and he's only 13, but like he knows his stuff. He reads Fragrantica. He reads the notes. He knows everything about it. And I just love that we can like share this together. It's like our special little thing with like, you know, my little sister, who's my everything, her son, like when he was born, it was like life-changing for me. So the fact that she like basically birthed my little soulmate, because he loves clothes and shoes and like, I love that we can bond over fragrance.
Yeah.
So I was there and I was like, P, I just smell, his name's Pierce. I call him P. I'm like, P, I just bought this amazing perfume, it smells so good. I got you one too. Like, I think you're gonna like it. And he's like, which one is it? Can you please tell me? And I told him it's Leighton by Parfums de Marly. He's like, oh my God, this has been on my list for a year. I wanted it. He already knew.
Said that.
And I'm like, how this little 13-year-old knows this niche brand and has been wanting this. But I literally was like so excited that, because when you can do that for a kid too, and it's like,
yeah.
But I bought myself one too, because that's how good it smells. So this to me, I actually have a doctor, Dr. Rafi, who does my lasers. Mm-hmm. We were talking because he was like, okay, you got to help me pick out a cologne like or something, because all the men's colognes are all the same. They're either like super oody or they're like woody or they're citrus and like aquatic. And he's like, I don't like any of that. And I was like, I know the one for you. So next time I go, I'm going to bring him this. But it's like, to me, this is definitely buy for a woman if she knows her fragrance is – cool to experiment like me. Like, I'm totally down to smell like a dude because I know my energy can pull it off. And I like it.
I don't feel like you smell like a dude, though.
Ever. That's what I mean. Yeah. I think that when you know how to layer it, but also just what is a masculine or feminine scent anyways? Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really – so I just feel like if you're owning it and you – are exuding the energy, obviously the outfit, all that kind of thing. Like, I think this would be an amazing gift for a connoisseur. But also, if you have a man in your life that
you want to smell all the time.
Yeah, that you want to smell, or that, like, you know that he cares a little bit about the outfit he puts on. And you know that this is going to make him feel really special, because he's going to be like, oh, this isn't like the Dior Sauvage or this, which are all amazing. Yeah. But it's like most men kind of, they kind of, you know, circulate the same five, most men, there's like a few, the Creeds, all these like gorgeous scents that are popular for a reason. But like, I just feel like this will be, you know, the man that's going to appreciate it to be like, oh, like I got a little something different.
Especially,
and he's going to feel so good because so many people are going to compliment him. And compliment, you know, men all day. Rough. They're just going to be like all over that.
And then once they get complimented one time on the same thing, then all of a sudden that's the only thing that they're going to wear.
Yep. It's like, so anyway, to go through the scent profile a little bit, it's like aromatic, warm, spicy, very cozy. It's amazing for this time of year, I think, because it really, really shines in colder weather. I think this is just such a snuggly, cozy.
I would love to smell this on.
Right? A man?
A man.
Just snuggle right in his neck.
Yeah, exactly. It's very, it's clean, but not in an aquatic way. I'll
go over the notes real quick because we haven't talked about this one yet on the show. Where's my Leighton?
I wonder what the dry down is like.
Yes, I did have, so we've got warm, spicy, vanilla, fresh, spicy, woody, aromatic, fruity, powdery, lavender, fresh. I love when men's colognes have a little bit of lavender in them. It just smooths it out.
Yeah, I love lavender.
The dry down, the base is vanilla, cardamom, sandalwood, pepper, patchouli, and guaiac wood, which is really beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Just like that warm, it's going to like settle on the skin so nice with that spice. Yeah, really great. Gorgeous.
Beautiful. Sexy.
Sexy.
All right. Last but not least is Valentino. I'll be honest. I think I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Because everyone wears it?
Yeah. And then
I bought it because I smelled it on you at your birthday in Miami.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what's the one you keep wearing?
This actually smells
really
good. And
I bought it, I think, online, like, while we were together.
No. First of all, look, the presentation of it. such a beautiful bottle.
I just recently bought it for my sister's birthday.
It's because sexy.
It's beautiful.
I almost bought the hot pink one and then I didn't.
I didn't either. That's so funny. We were both gonna do it and we both didn't. Because I just felt like Prada Paradox kind of covered that.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they have their differences, but they're somewhat similar. Yeah. But the reason why I have a love-hate relationship is because I just see these like random chicks out at bar, like one time, remember at the bar?
When you could like taste it?
I can taste it in my chicken wings. And I even like leaned over to ask her, like, what are you wearing? And she was like, oh, that she pulled out her travel. I was like, did you just dump the whole travel size on you? Because that's what you shouldn't have anything left in that bottle. Like that's how strong she smelled. Oh, yeah, I hate that. But
and you know I love to overspray, but that is like
no, you can't. There's certain ones that you have to be careful with overspray because they are potent.
Yeah,
this one is one of them. I feel like you really can't go crazy. This one, YSL Libre. I think I used to go crazy on that one too. Oh,
I just put that on before bed the other night because I missed the smell. Yeah, I was like, oh, I feel like wearing that.
I love it, but it's like if you go overboard.
Yeah,
oh, and the Prada one too. But anyway, I do think it's still a very beautiful – and, you know, if somebody wants to gift me the pink one, I'll take it.
But you know what? Why I didn't buy it? Because the scent profile already, I was like, this is too much like Paradox. Do I need it? Probably not. And then I looked at the bottle. You know how the pictures make it look like it's a matte?
Oh, it's totally different.
It's a clear
pink.
I'm like, they make it look like something that it's not. And I think I was like, you know what?
So you were about to buy it because of the bottle. Because I was too. And then it got to the point where I'm at Sephora like, this might be not the right one. But no, it was the right one.
I know. The imaging is very weird.
Very misleading with the imaging.
So that one, because honestly, I probably would have bought it if the bottle was, because it's just
but
so
But I saw it in the
striking.
Comments too.
Because you know what? I bet you it does smell really beautiful in the summer.
I think so.
Outside, I'm sure it's great. And I'm sure we'll both end up buying it in the summer.
But we'll try. Yeah. But you have to know that you're not going to get that bottle that they pictured. So Valentino, you should not
But
do
I
that.
Literally just bought that for my sister. Like every birthday or whatever occasion, I do like a goodie bag for her. And I always buy her like a compilation of my favorite things that I've just discovered in makeup or body care or fragrance, whatever. She like is obsessed with that. It's like one of those ones that is just like, it's just lovely. You were wearing it all Miami and I literally was like, okay, you got to tell me what it is because I'm going to buy it right now.
I remembered. Yeah. So it's Donna Born in Roma, Valentino. It's woody, vanilla, fruity, soft, spicy, powdery, white floral. Excuse me. This Vouv is like got me
giving
a little gassy.
A little
black currant, the pink pepper, which makes it different from the Prada and bergamot, jasmine, and the base is bourbon, vanilla, cashmeran, and the guaiac wood. It's a beautiful
scent. It's beautiful.
But I want y'all to stop going crazy with it. At least layer it. Give me a little something. Like you're just dumping the whole bottle on you and it's very strong.
Yeah.
To the point where I am disgusted.
Yeah. There are some like that, though, where you just ruin it. And I've done that to myself where I'm like, fuck, I like
I've
this so much.
I've done it to myself, too.
And I've oversprayed and I'm like, well, now it smells like shit. Yeah. Like, you have to wait a full hour for it to even. And then when it's in your clothes, it's like, it's too
much. It's a wrap. Yeah. I was at an Italian restaurant and I smelt lost cherry. This girl right behind me. And, like, I'm eating my pasta, and I'm like, great, I'm eating cherries right now.
Yeah, no.
You know? And I still love it, but Tom Ford, but I'm like.
Which this is just a little extra PSA to anyone who doesn't understand any etiquette.
Fragrance
if
etiquette.
If you're going out, especially to, like, a 5-star, a nice restaurant with really beautiful food, please spray your perfume an hour before you go out.
Oh,
let it settle.
God.
Let it do the thing. Don't. Because you're going to ruin even your own experience with the food.
I was
Everything
say,
is connected here with your scent and your
I've
taste.
I actually like not put on perfume because I did not put it on early enough.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm about to go eat.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'll just put on like a scented body oil.
Or wait
and
till,
be happy
and, yeah,
with that.
if you've missed the 1 hour mark,
yeah.
Wait till after you
no,
eat.
No, because when you have it on and person next to you can like smell it really strong, you're, I mean,
you're really
eating is like your nose
yeah,
and
it's
everything.
All there.
Like,
no.
Come on.
Yeah. We feel very strongly about that because we love fragrance, but we also really love food.
We will tear some food up. Me and Lena, during this whole like break that we took, we were trying to be mindful of our bodies, and we would go work out. We would do hot Pilates together. We would do the stairs and all that. But the reward,
one thing we always incorporate is a good ass meal afterwards.
We're like sushi, or we will go to Creation, get like a big breakfast. Healthy salad.
Yeah, all healthy, great food.
Just
but like
really good food.
And after this, we're gonna go eat some Thai food at our favorite spot.
Oh my God. It's like a hole in the wall, but it is so good. And we order everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. Even if we take one bite, I mean, I know it's probably wasteful.
I'm a taster.
But I love to have,
we usually eat most of it. Honestly,
yeah, that's true.
We do.
That's true. That's true. I'll take it home for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Tomorrow's Monday. No. I like to buy my fresh lunch.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We'll tear it up. It's been a long time. I think we're going to eat it all.
I'm so happy.
Okay, I'm going to do my last one.
Grease churnel.
Grease Chanel. Yes, we did an episode where we were men. And I said the extreme version was what I imagined my soulmate to smell like. I love this fragrance. I discovered this. I honestly don't know when it was. Oh, my God. I don't know when it was created. But I personally discovered it in 2020 when I was just getting into – I've always had a few on the go and a nice little perfume table. But I really started to get into niche in the pandemic, actually. I started Googling and looking a lot up. This to me is like, honestly, the best way I could describe it is when I just smelled it right now, and this is not even what I wrote in my write-up, but it smells like a sexy, expensive naked hug.
By a man?
No, I imagine myself like sprawled out, just like, oh, you're so welcome.
You're so welcome.
To touch my warm body.
Here's this hug. It's going to cost you.
It is. What? There's like some tea. There's some fig. Let me see. This
cardamom,
is one of my. You got
black
it up?
Tea, iris. I have it up here. I have some of the pros here. Smooth and complex scent. It's well composed and versatile.
Yeah, cardamom, fig, black tea, iris, and sandalwood, which are the two main that I think make
bean.
It so smooth. And the tonka. This is, so I think this loosely translates to carnal gray. So this is why I think I picture that, just because I knew that translation and it seduced me. I definitely buy into names. I think that is such a huge part of it. I'm very particular about how I name my clothing and colors and all that. I think it's just all part of the experience.
Yeah.
And to me, this just feels like someone wearing like this, like, $2,000 gray cashmere sweater, but they're like wearing the sexiest lingerie underneath. And like, it's just like, because it's so like bossy and like comforting and inviting, but at the same time, it's very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
can I smell it?
Of course.
So I was at a barbecue during the summer, and this guy came up to me. He's like, hey, I listen to your podcast. And he's like, and I bought the cologne that you guys did. So I didn't know which one it was because he forgot the name of it. He's like, I forgot the name of it. And I'm like, I'm thinking of the ones that I did. I was like, Paco?
Yeah.
You know? And then he literally went into his house. Like, it was at his house.
Yeah.
But he went inside and he grabbed it and he brought it outside.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, grease journal. You know, we started laughing because I was like, that's all you had to do is like remember, oh, this is really, really
nice. Isn't it beautiful?
You know what? I smell the cardamom right away.
Yep.
Cardamom
and the fig.
So
and I
good.
Love fig.
I do too. Yeah. I love fig.
Isn't it just smell like rich and gorgeous?
It reminds me of like a brand new car with like, even though it doesn't smell like leather, but it reminds
me
of leather.
That's what I mean. There's this rich, luxurious feeling to it that is just like, but
like
not
you're brand
like,
new.
But not like cheap, gaudy, rich. It's like, this is like wealthy.
You're absolutely right. I'm gonna have to buy this.
It's sexy.
For
when
my
you
dude.
Are like in the, like all cozied up and you're like winter gear. Oh, because it definitely, and I've worn it year round. It smells beautiful in the summer, but these months, it smells absolutely stunning in the winter. In the cold weather, it just kind of shines a little bit more.
Yeah, this is
right. It's and I love the extrait, but honestly, The original is for me. I have both of them, but this one has my heart.
Does the straight, how does that one
It's just
smell?
A little
stronger,
more little dense, woody.
Okay.
Like this one is just, and that's why I think I picked it for the male episode, because it definitely is got that more masculine vibe. This one is just very, just, it's like a soft, sensual.
Low key, if you're single and you put this on,
right?
You might feel like you don't even need a man. You're like,
bro, it is so sexy. Just
hug myself.
But like also, you also feel like that bitch wearing it. Yeah. You just feel like you're walking around in your apartment with this robe and you're just like.
Yeah. No, you're right. It does smell. It smells like money because it doesn't smell like leather. But why did I picture being in like an exotic car?
Yep.
But it was like a brand new car. Yep. Like everything is brand new. You ever have a moment where you're like, I just took the tags off this outfit, the tags off these shoes. And then you're like, man. Sometimes you wish your car was like brand new too.
Yes.
Anytime, like,
because
you want like all the vibes to come together.
Yes. Every single thing. I feel like that's like a, I don't know if it's an OCD thing, but because honestly, yeah. I'll be like, oh, I'll shave everything on my body and clean all my whole apartment. Right. And then it's like all of a sudden it's like I want all new underwear, my car to be clean as fuck. Like everything, it needs to be everything. And
everything.
This is what this smells like to me.
It really
is. Because I can even
really
smell
nice.
It from you now wearing it. Mm. And it is just like, there's like a hot vibe to it, but it's also just like, if you're stepping to me and talking to me,
yeah,
I've already got everything. So you better have more. Not in terms of
material.
Just money. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm complete. I'm put together. I've got my shit. I'm the boss bitch. And if you're coming to me, then it's like because you're
that
MR.
You have to add on to
value.
My value. Not monetary. We're not talking monetary.
No.
We're not talking about material, but it's like
we're talking about a sense of peace and a sense of completion.
Make
yes.
me happy.
Yep.
But yeah, like you definitely need to make sure that you are with somebody who has substance and appreciates all the
yeah,
stuff that you're
I was
going
to say, and on that
gifting.
Note. And wants to smell good.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Cheers.
Christmas.